Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Hairdo.
Yeah!
That was last time you said Yahoo or something.
Well, this is yeah, because they keep
Wait,
saying
what did
yeah,
you say? Yahoo?
Yeehaw!
Oh, yeah, yeehaw.
But this is not a...
That's right. Eric, behind the glass, Trisha on her cell phone.
I'm in the studio.
She's
researching future topics.
That's right. And again, this hour brought to you by Alexander's Auto Repair, All Care Auto Repair, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 602-956-3781. Tell Alexander Dave sent you. Alexander, great guy. Honesty plus. I mean, mega honesty and great.
And
great,
a phenomenally skilled
well,
mechanic.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
He can do it.
And this music is brought to you by...
Nerd, N-E-R-D,
I wasn't
Squeeze Me.
Not
you.
Hey, Squeeze Me.
I'm talking to Marcus. No, I'm kidding. Please no. No, this is from...
Poor Marcus.
Yeah. Oh, Marcus.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know. Well, this song is from SpongeBob 2, Sponge Out of
Water.
Yes, I have not seen it, but of course it came out a couple months ago, and we'll talk about it eventually once it's on the video on demand and DVD. But this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Water Show, all in honor of the Water Diviner, which got three thumbs up. And also in our last segment, I gave two more thumbs up to The Forger and White God. And of course, we're going to be talking about two more movies in just a moment. And at the end of the show, we will give our picks of the week.
Yes. I can't wait to hear our picks of the week.
Yes. Well, let's talk about... Let's start with See You in Valhalla, because you didn't see that film, right? But you know what
How does that song go? See you
in Valhalla.
Right? Isn't that how it goes?
No.
Oh.
September.
Oh, that's what
that's
it meant.
See You in September.
Okay, so we're going to review
Eric,
See You
still
in September.
April. It's April.
I know what month it is.
We'll see you in September.
Oh, thank you. See you later, everyone.
That sounds disgusting, actually.
Are you still here, Johnny?
What? April, September, June, all women's names. Okay.
What?
All right. A delayed response on that one.
Well, you know the star of See You in Valhalla, Sarah Hyland. Sarah Hyland, Modern Family.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good song, right? Good song. Here we go now. See you in Valhalla.
In Valhalla.
You know what? I think the studio is really going to like that.
Oh, that gave it more pizzazz.
Their little movie just kind of got, yeah, just got a little bit
you
of
You had me at little movie.
Yeah. Well, Sarah Hyland, she's a pretty decent star here. You know, from Modern Family, she plays the older daughter in Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
Forget, is it Haley? Or is that the younger one? I watched
The oldest daughter. Yeah, I've seen that, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think it's Haley. But anyway.
You can't put me on the spot. When I was at a party last night,
you
I didn't
were at
get
the
enough
party.
Sleep. I... Oh,
do
yeah.
What
I
do
told
you have
you.
Written on your thighs?
I told.
Stop.
You. How would you know?
Yeah, Dave's personally seen it.
Who's handwriting?
I'm just wondering yes. how, right. how a sign got. So.
All right. Well.
M. Night Shyamalan signs.
Yes. Sarah Hyland.
Just appeared somewhere.
Air traffic
out of nowhere.
Controller. Air traffic controller.
Sarah Hyland from Modern Family plays a young woman who, after the bizarre death of her brother, returns home after 4 years to face her strange siblings, her out-of-touch father, and her very touchy past. And so, you know, Sarah Hyland, right? She's basically just done
Modern Family, I think.
Right, yeah. She hasn't done, she hasn't done very much other than that.
Oh.
And
that is huge. I mean,
yes,
it's become a favorite.
That is. And, you know, I think I'll start with her performance in the film. She may need a bit more experience to shed her Modern Family skin. She really seems awkwardly out of place in this film. Yes, she's supposed to be the baby of the family or whatever, but everyone else around her is so much, you know, older, more experienced. They all have very serious problems. Do you like dysfunctional family films?
Depends.
Aren't all families dysfunctional?
I like them when there's a purpose and there's a, you know, a process of healing.
Well, add the family, because I really like dysfunctional family films that make you feel like your family is a little bit more normal. And I think that all families are dysfunctional. There is no normal.
I agree.
So when you see some family like the one in See You in Valhalla that's so completely off the radar, you know, off the charts of dysfunctional, it makes you feel a little bit better. The add this movie to those that make your family seem normal and peace-loving by comparison. The dysfunction on display in See You in Valhalla is at levels that may make moviegoers feel emotionally exhausted simply by observing it. I mean, these people, their problems, their fights are serious, and their arguments are serious, and their problems, each person's problems, are very deep. And but that's what I liked about it, that these are not surface issues. These are, and they really dive into the motivations, the secrets that these people are keeping from each other, keeping from those around them. Some people, you know, they're the only ones who know these things, and so it's kind of cathartic. The secrets that are revealed, thereby unearthing relatable motives to each family member's madness. It's kind of cathartic. You've got a great cast here. Steve Howey from Reba. Remember Reba back on this WB back then?
Uh-huh.
Brett Harrison, of course, from Reaper and many other shows. Emma Bell, who's related to someone from Life Inside Out, right? One of our guests, Tessa Bell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the daughter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Emma Bell is in this film. She's, of course, in Frozen as well, the movie I named my duck after. She's in this film. She is excellent in this film. She plays like a kind of a hippie, kind of a, what do you call it, new age kind of personality. She's interested. I don't know if there's ever revealed that she and the father are romantically involved, but she's influencing
the
father.
I'll call her mom and find out.
Well, Steve Howey, Brett Harrison, and Emma Bell emerge as the movie's most entertaining talents. But again, like I said, Sarah Hyland kind of brings it down a little bit, unfortunately, and she is being, she's the star. She's got like the star treatment and everything on the poster. I am giving See You in Valhalla a thumbs up. It's a mild thumbs up. I like the dysfunction. Some things were a little bit out of place. But overall, it's got a motive there. It's got some messages. So I think that you might like the dysfunction display in this film.
And is that on video on demand?
It's on video on demand, yes, and also in theaters.
Oh.
It's an exclusive, I think, playing at one or two theaters in Phoenix.
Now, even though Sarah Hyland is known as being Haley Dunphy on Modern Family,
very good.
You were correct.
Thank you.
However, Greg, if he were here, Greg Isaac, he would tell you she was in Private Parts.
Oh, hey.
Well, which one was she?
She had to be really young
in 1997, and she was also in Geek Charming, one of Disney's videos. Uh-huh.
Oh, Greg could tell us that, too.
Yep, and then it's not Twilight, but she was in Vampire Academy Blood Sisters.
Oh, yeah, she was in that.
They suck at school.
Yeah, I saw that. I did not care for that film.
She was also in The Object of My Affection.
Oh,
excellent.
Yeah. And in Scary Movie 5. So, see, she's actually in 18 more movies. Annie.
Yeah.
She was in quite a few movies.
Well,
it's
this is her first, like, starring
role, probably. Yeah.
And you see her every single week as Haley Dunphy, so it's hard to, like, break out of that.
Exactly. And that can make it difficult sometimes when you're actually kind of get pigeonholed into that type of a role, but
so it might not be as much her fault as
Cougars
it is
Inc.
the viewers.
She's in Cougars Inc.
Cougars Inc.
and the Audrey Hepburn Story.
Well, so she's got a decent role there. So let's move on to our next film. So again, a mild thumbs up to See You in Valhalla. Our next film that we're going to talk about is After the Ball. Now, at one point, we were going to try to have on one of the members of the cast on the film. Unfortunately, they were not able to join us live today.
Spanglish.
Perhaps in the future. Spanglish, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I forgot she was the daughter, I think. I remember she's the daughter in Spanglish.
Oh, I love that movie. That was a great
and
movie,
things,
Adam
a lot
Sandler.
Of these things are before Modern Family. So
wait, what's her name again?
Sarah Hyland.
Sarah Hyland. H-Y-L-A-N-D.
Here you go.
You recognize her.
I do. I'm trying to remember her in Private Parts, so I can't remember.
She must have been an infant.
She was young.
She was much younger than that. So let's talk a little bit about After the Ball. Portia Doubleday plays a young fashion designer who runs afoul of her corrupt stepmother and stepsisters sisters, and dons a disguise to help save the family business for her father. Now, this is kind of a play on both Cinderella and Twelfth Night. So, again, this is playing on video on demand, and I believe it's also at one or two theaters here in Phoenix. Of all the cinematic attempts to update the story of Cinderella for current times and situations, After the Ball is one of the best. The new modern-day fairy tale set in the fashion industry is delightfully entertaining, preserving the heart and soul of its source material while repackaging particular details to keep audiences actively engaged, genuinely agitated by Lauren Holly's wicked stepmother. I mean, she was really wicked in this movie. She did
do a great job of subterfuge.
She's who we were going to try to have on, by the way, but she was unavailable. And wholeheartedly rooting for Portia Doubleday's likable lead. I really want to talk to Portia Doubleday. She's beautiful. I mean, she kind of has a Amanda Seyfried look about her, she is better. Yeah. She is better.
Why did they name her after a car? That was a joke.
There's,
come on.
There's quite a few name? Porsches out there.
Portia Doubleday.
Spelled different.
No,
too,
or
way,
a
but?
Hotel.
A book. No,
well,
not Double Tree. Double Day is
Double
a publishing
Day.
Company.
I was going to hug a tree.
Wow. that's Double
well,
Tree.
I wouldn't mind hugging Portia Doubleday.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
Yeah, she is. And the movie is mostly light and fluffy fun, but it also emits admirably traditional values. I really like the values in this movie. It features some intrinsically clever writing that yields as many laughs as it does authentic enchantment. I am giving After the Ball a thumbs up. I really did not expect to like this movie, but I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Should I go? I couldn't agree with you more. I'm contemplating a breakthrough.
Really?
I liked it that much.
I'm pretty close to it, too. Yeah, but it's not quite there for me.
Yeah, not quite. It's not that type of movie, mm-hmm. but it's just...
It's
but
just
by the
fun.
Way, Sarah Hyland played the daughter of Howard Stern. And,
okay.
Yeah. But anyway, this was an extremely funny movie. I really enjoyed the entertainment value, the funniness. It is somewhat slapstick, but just enough to define a certain character. It wasn't right overboard on that. So I like that. Funny lines, like the gay guy said, first woman I have been attracted to since Hillary Swank.
That was a really good line.
I loved that line. That was so good.
I mean, I'll just tell you that line. But it's sort of, like you said, modern-day Cinderella with flexibility, intelligence, ingenuity. I mean, Kate what's her real name?
Portia
Doubleday. I think she's a great actress.
We've tried to have her on the show before. Remember, there was a movie back, I forget the name of it, but it was directed by Kristen Stewart's mother.
Yeah.
And we had Kristen Stewart's mother on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was in that film. She played a transgendered.
Yeah.
I think she was a guy
like
who was turning into a girl or something.
12 or it was
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it was one of those numbers.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But she
the
was
movie.
In that. She was so good in that. I mean, you might remember her from Youth and Revolt. I had a huge crush on her when she was in Youth and Revolt. Still do. I mean, she's so talented
and,
as well.
And what I liked is that she, without spoiling it, actually had various characters to play in this movie. And the transition to develop one of them, I just thought it was sensational how she acted this out. I think she's really underrated them because I haven't heard, well, I've heard of her, but I think she's fantastic. And you're right, the stepmom and the sisters, well, one wasn't wicked, one was just stupid. I mean, completely.
She was funny, though.
She played dumb well.
But
and
she's cute, too.
You know, Daniel, an ordinary person with great character, Prince Charming. I mean, this...
That was a nice switch-up on Prince Charming as well.
I thought so, too.
Excellent. This is a fantastic movie. This, I hope, gets a lot of attention.
I hope so, too.
Because
it's a Canadian film.
Oh, it is?
Yes. And you can find the fashions. I don't know if we have stores here, but I think it's like Les Chateaux or something. The designs, a lot of the designs that are seen in the film are actually sold.
Oh.
So if you like them, yeah. And that's why they had that little runway sequence at the end of the film.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that.
Did you watch all the way to the
end? I did.
Make sure that you stay till the very end of the credits.
Yeah, you got to see the end of the credit.
That was a good laugh.
Is this wide distribution? I mean, is it out in movies?
It's at Superstition Springs, Harkins Superstition
Springs.
Okay, I
hope it gets more.
I wish that it was at more theaters, but you know what? That's what I like about a video on demand. You can see it on video on demand. You don't have to live near Superstition Springs, but I think a lot of the fashions you might get a kick out of seeing on the big screen. I mean, I was a huge fan of Ugly Betty, and that's why, and The Devil Wears Prada.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Both of those the movie and the TV show both reminded me of this film, or this reminded me of those. And I mean, because I'm not a fashion guy, but there's so much that you can do with fashion, with the fashion industry.
And
this was almost going to be a fashion show, by the way.
Oh, really? But,
yeah.
Okay. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, because of after the ball. And I will tell you, I'm giving it a huge thumbs up as well. I did find that it was predictable, obviously, because it's a Cinderella story, but it's not really Cinderella. It's got some twists, and I like that. And I thought it was an excellent twist. I was a big fan of Ugly Betty and Devil Wears Prada as well. And I loved kind of the homage to that to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. And I do think that she's a phenomenal actress, and especially, boy, when you see that switch up, when she's having to make a very quick change.
Yes.
Prior to him coming to meet her, and she shows and opens up the door in those boots and that outfit, and it's like, whoa, he said it and I said it at the same time. Wow. So even though she still had something on her face.
Yes.
But but no, I really enjoyed it. And you know what I thought was, besides that line, which I absolutely loved, first woman I've been attracted to since Hilary Swank, but I liked Richard's role, right?
Yes.
Yes. He did a fantastic job. It was kind of fun to see Mr. Big.
I want his glasses.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
Just as a joke. I mean, I would love to just walk around with it. I mean, because those are such fashion type glasses.
Yeah.
And by the way, the guy that plays Richard is a huge star in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Oh. I've seen him. I've seen him quite a bit. Okay. Yes.
But
yes,
I'm like,
no.
In Canada, like, people are like crazy about him.
Well, no, really? I totally reckon. I was sitting here going, wow, they've got a lot of really good stars in this movie. But I really liked the shoe thing.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
You don't want to spoil it.
There's two shoe things. The first shoe thing.
The end of the film.
The end of the film shoe thing.
Yes, I liked that.
Loved it, loved it, loved it.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Huge thumbs up. You should see it.
Yeah.
And video on demand. A lot of people have pretty big screens in their house that they can watch on. You know, smart TVs. You can get video on demand on your smart TV.
The industry is changing, and that's I mean this no disrespect to theater owners. I mean the theater is a great place, but you know, we've got to make sure that people see these movies that are great. I mean, they can't all be Avengers, plug for next week's superhero show. You know, yes, Avengers is coming out. That is huge. But there are often smaller films. And people, you know, I'm not going to drive all the way out to Superstition Springs from New River. But if I hear that After the Ball is a great film, I'm going to go online, you know, and watch it on video on demand. It's really simple. And the prices are excellent, and
you can,
I mean, throw a party. I mean, throw a theme party. I mean, this is just off the top of my head. Have either a Cinderella party, have a shoe fetish party. Yes, I was telling everyone last night as Prince Charming. I was saying, yes. I'm a guy with a shoe fetish.
Charge admission.
Charge admission.
No, that's illegal.
Have a car party. Porsche Doubleday.
or just have a fashion party. I mean, have fun with it. I mean, these are things that you can't do in the theater, and this is the perfect movie for that.
Tremendous.
Yes, I really liked it
almost
as well.
Three breakthroughs. Did you almost have it as a breakthrough?
I gave it a huge thumbs
up. So almost two breakthroughs
huge
and a
thumbs
huge
up.
Thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think people will like this movie.
I do as well. I do. And again, it was huge in Canada. People loved it. I wish that it was. Maybe it still will get a lot of attention here. So yeah, let's get people out there to see After the Ball. So in this segment again, see you in Valhalla with a thumbs up, and After the Ball, three huge thumbs up. Two of those thumbs up or very close to two breakthroughs, which is
very close.
Five stars here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Can I regress for just a moment?
Sure.
I just wanted to bring up, for those of you who decide that you're going to go see The Water Diviner.
Yes.
If you are in a theater like we were, which is the dine-in theater, do realize that there are subtitles at the bottom of it for portions of it. And it is important to be able to read those subtitles. I was a little disappointed in the seats we had because I could not recline all the way and still see it, because even though we were mid theater, which is normally the best seats there are, when I reclined my seat, I couldn't quite read the subtitles, so I had to have my seat more upright than I would normally have it. So just be aware, if you're in those seats, make sure that you're aware that you don't have a wall in front of you that cuts off the bottom of the subtitles.
That's really important to think about. I mean, I
because that is
all
important in this movie.
Yes,
yeah.
And in all movies, I mean, I think they should tell us when there are subtitles, especially for that reason. And I really wish that, I like it when it's a surprise, but I wish that we would all know when there is something after the credits, like something for after the ball.
Right.
Fortunately, you do see something. I mean, they're never fade to black until it's all gone. But you know, I hate when I hear about it after the fact. So
right.
Well, but here's the thing. Okay, this is my rule. My rule is that if you like the movie, you need to stay till the end of the credits.
Yes. Yeah.
Because these are the people who made that incredible movie.
True.
And so, if it's a great movie, you need to stay and watch them, and you won't ever miss those. And so many of them that have something at the end of the credits are really good movies.
That's a really good point.
So stay in there. I mean, if you don't like the movie, go ahead and leave.
Yeah.
Because you won't be interested in whatever they show after the trailer anyway.
True. And another thing is, you know how I love the music from movies. That's one of the last things at the end of the credits. You see what the movie, what the
and
songs
who,
were
who
from
the performer
the,
was,
yes.
And what the name of the song was, so you
yes.
can look it up.
Yes, exactly. So after the ball, you know, very good, but you
and
never
I
know.
Gave,
it might be the picks
I gave
of the week.
Cinderella.
We'll see.
I gave the new Cinderella a huge thumbs
I did
up
too.
As well.
Yeah.
And so this does not preclude from that. They're
no,
completely
they're different.
They're completely That's, different, but they are romantic and fun. And,
this is an update.
Yes,
of Cinderella.
Yes,
so I'm not
it's
comparing.
It's twisted.
Yeah.
No, I know, but I just love it. So see them both.
Yes, see them both. That's a very good point. And then go back and see the animated Cinderella as well.
And then okay. find the family that will accept you as Cinderella and see if you like that.
What if you're a guy?
Oh, that would be bad.
Wow.
Cinderfella.
You could be Cinderfella.
Yeah.
Well, Cinderfella. Dave, speaking of fairy tales,
yes.
on our Cinderella, when we reviewed Cinderella, we reviewed another fairy tale movie that was called Treading Water that I loved.
Mm-hmm.
It was
did I like
at
it?
One point
no,
called The Boy Who Smelled Like Fish.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. You did not care for it at all.
I didn't, yeah.
I gave it a breakthrough.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And this song I particularly liked by Gonzalo Vega.
Oh, Vega. I love Las Vegas.
Shake Your Bum Bum.
I could do that.
That plays at the end of the film. Shake Your Bum Bum from Treading Water.
And you were shaking your bum bum in the videos.
Oh, I was.
And a few other things, too.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Now,
his
listen to the lyrics.
His epaulets were falling off of his shoulders.
His
he
what?
Was shaking
my
so much.
Epaulets.
What is that?
The things on my shoulder.
Oh, I didn't know
Here,
that.
Listen to the lyrics, sir.
This is like the rumba. That's good.
I learned to walk from my llama.
Oh, a llama.
I am big now.
Eric, is a llama a camel?
No, it's a llama.
Oh, they spit,
from Peru,
don't they?
Yes.
Twerk it.
Do they really spit at you?
Well, they can,
yes.
But yeah.
Wow,
shake
llama.
The bum bum. That's
is that
twerking.
Like the Dalai Lama? No.
Same thing.
Oh, man. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.